So the transition is underway, and as part of that, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is scheduled to hold a two-hour meeting today to discuss his team's progress and potential appointees to his cabinet. He met with several candidates for that yesterday, in addition to former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger and current Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He traveled to New York yesterday for the get-together. The Japanese leader is the first foreign head of state whom Mr. Trump has met in person since he was elected.
Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is making every attempt to preserve Japan's relationship with its most important political, diplomatic, and trading partner, the United States. Normally, a Japanese leader would wait for the inauguration of a new U.S. president before seeking a meeting. But these are not normal times.
The Japan-U.S. alliance is the axis of Japan's diplomacy and security. The alliance is only alive if there is trust between us.
I will get rid of those tariffs in Japan.
Tokyo has been rocked by Donald Trump's explosive comments on the campaign trail, raising fears that the new administration could turn its back on the alliance. Trump has hinted he could withdraw U.S. troops from Japan unless it paid a bigger share of their upkeep, and suggested that Asian countries could provide their own nuclear defense against North Korea. And then there's Trump's signature opposition to global trade deals, including the President Obama-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, which has had the wholehearted support of Mr. Abe.
I'll take jobs back from Japan and every other country that's killing us. I'll bring the jobs back.
But Abe advisers say Tokyo is looking beyond what they describe as campaign rhetoric.
We're looking at the future, and no matter what, any candidate says during the campaign, today is the first day of the rest of his administration.
The first step of that first day for Japan to build a working relationship. Abe has already praised what he described as Trump's, quote, extraordinary talents as a businessman.